And distinguished delegates, I would like to address some of the issues raised on migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees. The number of people seeking asylum in Iceland is relatively high per capita. We received 24 applications per 10,000 inhabitants in 2021. The government's focus has been on shortening processing times of asylum applications at the same time as we safeguard the right to a fair procedure. All asylum seekers have the right to an independent attorney, assistance that is fully funded by the state. The right also encompasses an appeal process whereby applicants have a chance to appeal decisions to an independent body at the administrative level. We have seen in recent years a significant increase in granting of international and subsidiary protection. Iceland will also continue to welcome refugees through the UNHCR-led Refugee Resettlement Programme, where emphasis on the most vulnerable, including female-headed households, will be upheld. As the Migrant Integration Policy Index shows, Iceland has taken important steps to create a welcoming society, and we strive to ensure a comprehensive approach to integration. Also, the government has adopted a new and coordinated approach to refugee reception and integration, aimed at assuring quicker and better inclusion of refugees into the community. This has gone hand in hand with a detailed action plan to further facilitate integration of all immigrants and to monitor societal perception of Iceland's immigrant population. Next week, the Minister of Social Affairs will put forward a parliamentary resolution with a 3-year action plan based on 5 pillars: social participation, family, education, the labour market, and refugees. In the next years, a holistic policy on immigration will be developed, focusing on active participation of the immigrant population in every aspect of Icelandic society. I will now pass over to my colleague from the Ministry of Health.